Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson 348, I have no cause for anger or for fear, for you surround me, and in every need that I perceive, your grace suffices me. It can be challenging to understand why you should have no cause for anger or fear. Whenever something rises to disturb your peace, it is important to remember that you are always looking at the projection of your past thoughts in front of you. You are not looking at the truth. Even when you sleep at night, in dreams, you see and experience things that are not actually happening. This is also occurring right now, and this is why there is no cause for anger or fear. You are not looking at the truth. As you choose to turn away from anger and fear, you automatically turn back towards peace and towards the guidance of Holy Spirit. If there is anything you are angry about today or fearful about today, would you be willing to choose peace instead? Each time you choose peace instead of anger or fear, you are making room for Holy Spirit to heal your mind and bring much needed correction to your situation. Today, you can remind yourself, I have no cause for anger or for fear, for you surround me, and in every need that I perceive, your grace suffices me.